It's birthday scam time, and we're going to call Holly. Now, she works for one of these big consumer rights groups that you could call if you have a consumer problem.
About a business?
Yeah. They deliver these publications to members of this group. But they've had this weird thing that really did happen where somebody just errantly was delivering books to businesses at random, and they've had to go and round them all up. And she's been very, very frustrated about this. So Dean's going to call and be a
irate shop owner
from an adult novelty store.
Yeah, PG-13 on this one.
Holly.
Hello, this is Edward from Edward's Newsstand and Novelties. I'm on Beechnut, just off 59. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
We have received, for some reason, I don't know, a stack of materials from you guys.
Yeah, you're not the only one, but we didn't send them. We had a guy who used to work for us that we think just dropped them off wherever he found a spot.
We have had problems with your organization in the past.
What do you mean?
Well, there have been complaints and that kind of thing, and it was all very unfair, and I didn't appreciate it. And then this stack of materials shows up from you guys.
Yeah, well, like I said, we don't know how they got there. This is the second week we've been dealing with this. So
I operate a legitimate business.
Right.
And just because I'm a newsstand and we sell certain, you know, items,
right,
novelties, I feel like I'm being harassed and targeted.
Well, we didn't. There's a lot of businesses right there in your area that got them. It has nothing to do with targeting you. We didn't even take them to the businesses.
You wouldn't believe the kind of harassment we get sometimes just because we sell sex toys here.
Right. Well, the is not out to harass any business.
Well, you say, but there were some claims made in the past.
Well, but people complain. We have no control over that.
A lot of the things that we sell are made overseas.
Uh-huh.
In Taiwan, and just because some woman got an electric shock from a device that I sold her and complained, I shouldn't be harassed like this.
Well, we're not harassing you, sir. We didn't drop those off at your doorstep.
Well,
we don't know how they got there.
I don't know. I want you to come down here personally.
I am going to come down there personally. I'm going to come pick them up. Are they outside your door? But, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and have you yell at me. I didn't harass you. I didn't do anything.
Well, I want you to come through the store and see that I run a tight business
here. I'm not going to come through your store. You can leave the books outside. I'm going to pick them up, but I'm
not
going
to come
through
in.
Your business.
I want you to see these devices.
I don't want to see your devices.
I want you to handle
them. I'm
going to
pick up my books. I do not want to see your business.
I want you to operate them and to see that I am...
I'm going to operate your toys that you sell in your store. I understand there's plenty of stores that sell those kind of items, but I'm not coming in there to see your stuff. I want to pick up my books, and that's it. You can leave them on the doorstep, or I'm not coming in.
I want you to go into a privacy booth with me. They're clean.
Okay, whatever. That is disgusting. Goodbye.
Let's call her friend there where she works. The perpetrator.
This is Tally.
Tally, what's she doing?
She's pissed.
Well, I'll bring her over by you.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Y'all are funny.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, your friend there, Tally, has pulled the birthday scam on you.
Yes, I knew something was planned. I just wasn't quite sure what it was. So it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
No, we're not really. We made that shop up, but I still want to meet you at one of those shops.
Yeah, exactly. In the privacy booth.
Yes.
And they're supposed to be really clean, too.